Oh, well, yeah, it's been a tough year, Steve. We've had, when everyone went into lockdown, obviously, from my professional perspective with the Guild, but also we've had a lot of students, particularly grad students, who've become very anxious and stressed, and with obviously significant points in the year as well with graduations and not being able to physically attend those and not being able to get the same kind of face-to-face contact with lecturers and tutors.
Is
And
it harder to be more motivated when everything's online?
oh, definitely, exponentially. It's
If you're anything like me, I get distracted by everything.
yeah, it's really strange because I thought, more time, I'm at home more, I have more time.
Yes.
I roll
More
out of
time to waste
bed.
time.
Yeah, roll out of bed, walk 5 steps into my living room, and I'm
Yep.
there in my office in my study. So I thought more time means obviously I'll do better, but I think just the uncertainty and the collective sense of grief and anxiety and stress and not having a direct connection to my peers or my lecturers, and less time to have one-on-one consultations or proper learning, really, I struggled a lot with my motivation and ability to actually focus and get things done.
Is there a difference in the quality of online classes? In other words, some are better than others. Did you notice that?
I think it depends on how different people learn, but there was definitely some faculties that struggled more, obviously more prac-based or, as you were talking about,
The
drama
drama
or,
students, I couldn't believe it. Doing everything virtually, wow.
yeah, and stuff like visual arts too, where there's a lot of specific high-tech type equipment that's needed, and a lot of that's based on the university campus. So there was a lot of the practical-based subjects that struggled with that because they didn't have access to it. Photography too, like the proper cameras and video
Okay.
recorders and all that kind of stuff, yeah.
All right. What about has face-to-face learning resumed at all at QUT? So things are loose, are opening up, we're a bit more relaxed, you can go to the pub or whatever, or the refec at the university, I guess.
So it's interesting. It's not kind of a consistent approach. It's different faculties have come back in different ways. So, for example, our health faculty have had a lot of exams on campus this semester for end of semester exams, whereas I'm in law and all of my exams have been online still, and all my lectures and tutorials are online as well. So different students are having quite different experiences at the moment. It's not kind of sure when that's all going to catch up at the same point.
Are some classes likely to remain online indefinitely?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I'm not sure. I've definitely seen a transition, even pre-COVID, in my faculty, and the way that learning and teaching has evolved in the law and justice faculty, to be a lot more online, as opposed to in person. When I started uni, in 2016, I was going to physical, lectures and tutorials, and then in my justice faculty, they started merging them into lectorials, which was a combination of the two. So you didn't have the lecture and the tutorial; you had it all in one big theatre. And then they kind of wound back the in-person tutorials almost completely, and it was mainly online. So there is a definite shift towards online learning overall.
I don't like the idea of online learning, but it's been a long time since I've done it. I've had endless Zoom meetings, which drove me nuts. Do you prefer online?
No, I
Okay.
personally don't.
Okay.
I find I struggle to connect
Okay.
with others in my class
We're
and with the
social
teacher.
creatures, aren't we? I mean, there's a creativity that comes out when you connect with people, in my mind. It sort of ferments or it stimulates something. I'm not quite sure what it is, the creative juices or something. I don't know.
And particularly interesting on that too, our international students we've heard from our advocacy service have particularly, some of them have particularly struggled with
Okay.
engaging in that forum because it's a lot more kind of confrontational there.
Okay. My assumption is if you've come from a where your background is a non-English speaking background, part of the advantage of being in the university is you're also absorbing the language easier when you're physically there face to, that's my assumption, whether it's true or not.
A lot more immersed
Yep.
in the culture and have more connections, can make more connections, yeah.
Olivia Hum is my guest, president of the QUT Student Guild. Tell me about your friend who had some difficulty with her final prac assessment.
I had a friend who is in the health faculty, and as a lot of students at the moment, her mental health had deteriorated a fair bit and was struggling to keep up with her being able to go to prac, being able to go to her, it was her prac, which they have to do a certain amount of placement before finishing the degree. Just struggling with being able to maintain that.
Is it true that some of the employers are cutting back on their graduate job programs?
I can't speak overall, but I have had some friends who have been really worried about their grad offers being revoked, and a few who have had grad offers revoked because they're issued, especially in law, in the law sector, they're given so far in advance. So sometimes it's a year or a year and a half in advance people are given offers. So with some of the uncertainty and financial implications around COVID, there was a lot of concern around that.
But in law, we pump out something like 6,000 lawyers a year, don't we, out of all of our universities.
Yeah, it's very saturated.
It's pretty highly competitive, I imagine.
Yeah, very competitive.
Okay. What about students who are in the middle of their time at university? What are some of the particular challenges they're facing, do you know? They're halfway through their course.
That's kind of me at the moment. I think
that's you.
Yeah,
yes.
It shouldn't be. I should be done. But I think the sense of kind of isolation, especially at the moment, and not being able to connect properly, and motivation, concentration, all of that is significantly affecting students. I personally have dropped a lot of subjects, and I know a lot of students who've also decreased their study load because they just haven't been able to cope with, losing jobs or financial insecurity and all that around COVID, and then also studying on top of that. It's just been a lot.
It's funny how human psychology is. I want to go to the Vice Chancellor of QUT in a moment, but I'm one of those who I think I need to physically go into work to really kick into that work headspace properly. Yeah. In other words, the listeners didn't realise, I think, but I actually did a day of broadcasting at home in my lounge room, and I really found it quite difficult. Now, I had all the technical gear, I had all the equipment, everything worked, but it was just psychologically quite difficult not leaving home. There's something about actually shifting from one space to another that, apart from the physical shift, there's a psychological shift in my mind.
Yeah, definitely. I was the same. I struggled at home a lot. I'm having my office be my living room and the space where I'm meant to relax, and I felt like there was no distinction.
So is there anything that the university can do to make it to assist, to help, to improve things for students like you who are in the middle of your degree when you should be near the end?
The university has done a fair bit in terms of increasing support through the counselling and medical services and psychological support and all that. I think the main thing is definitely, just trying as much as possible to have consistency and communication, clear communication with students and all of that kind of stuff leading up to changes or when we're moving back towards being more on campus.
Appreciate you coming in. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.